Well, that's the view from Moscow. Let's get to Washington now, where many are wondering what President Obama will do next. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, there's been a lot of talk about potential policy options for the president. What are they?
Yesterday, we heard the Secretary of State, John Kerry, tell a number of different television audiences that, quote, all options are on the table, unquote. But as a practical matter, if you break them down into the three areas of military reaction, economic sanctions, or diplomatic sanctions, it's much more likely that the United States' response will begin with diplomatic, move toward economic, and never reach a military response. Most everybody in the administration is throwing cold water on the idea that we would, or that we even could, play a meaningful military role in the Black Sea area.
Well, we heard President Obama talk on Friday night about this. He said Russia would face consequences if they invaded Ukraine. Let's take a listen.
The United States will stand with the international community in affirming that there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine.
So you mentioned some of that, Ron, but what more do we know about what those costs would be, whether it be on the diplomatic front or the economic front?
Starting with the economic front for a moment, some costs have already been most definitely felt by Russians, and that would be the drop in the Russian stock market, about 9% the first day after this action was taken. That would be considered a correction to the U.S. Financial markets, and have it take place all in one day would be a true shock. Now, of course, markets are down all over the world.
Yeah.
Markets at this moment are down in the United States by a couple of points, but that's not anything compared to what's been seen in Russia and in Ukraine, for that matter. And, of course, the ruble hit an all-time low against the dollar, and that has forced the Russians already to scramble to take extraordinary measures to support their currency. So these are Russian costs already that have taken place in the absence of any policy change by European countries or the United States. It has already incurred these kinds of costs. Now, on the diplomatic front, we already see all the other nations in the G8, that's the seven major Western democracies plus Russia, have suspended their preparations to go to Russia, in fact, to Sochi, where the Olympics were held, and which is not terribly far from Crimea on the Black Sea coast. They have suspended their preparations to go to a G8 meeting there in June. That had been another feather in the cap of Vladimir Putin, like the Olympics. And now they're all saying, well, it looks like we're not so eager to go and be just a few miles away from Crimea.
Well, and you talked about the economic costs. We have to say that there would be American companies affected by that, too. I was speaking with someone today at a commodities company in the United States who said, he's preparing his staff. He's saying, staff, you need to prepare for the possibility of sanctions and what that would do over here. So a lot of questions about the economic costs there. Let's just take a listen to something else that Secretary of State Kerry said on NBC's Meet the Press.
You just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interests.
Well, but
there are ways to deal with this. And President Putin knows that. President Obama yesterday offered mediation. There are plenty of ways to protect Russian-speaking people in Crimea or other parts of Ukraine. But, you know, they are really sort of a hidden pretext here of possibly trying to annex Crimea.
Ron Elving, when you hear Secretary Kerry say you just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interests, I wonder what the U.S. experience, especially in Iraq 10 years ago, 11 years ago, how that impacts the arguments that we're able to make.
That has an impact, of course, in diplomatic circles. Certainly anyone in the United Nations who was present when we put forward our reasons for invading Iraq remembers what eventually happened to those assertions about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and so on. So it is a consequence of that particular historical event, our invasion of Iraq, that the Secretary of State has to speak these words with a certain degree of rue and irony and realization of how they're going to sound to the international community. At the same time, if the United States was guilty of something, so let's call it a mistake, let's call it something else, but if the United States was guilty of something at that time with regard to Iraq, what are the Russians guilty of in this particular instance? I think John Kerry's essential indictment of this action by Vladimir Putin still stands.
And there are a lot of critics coming from the Republican Party about what the Obama administration is doing right now. Let's take a listen to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham speaking with CNN's Candy Crowley yesterday. He said that President Obama was being both weak and indecisive.
President Obama needs to do something. How about this? Suspend Russian membership in the G8 and the G20 at least for a year.
Ron, what more could the president be doing, or what are people saying he should be doing?
There will be any number of accusations made or any number of suggestions made for things that the president should do, whether they're within his power to do them unilaterally or not. If he does them unilaterally, he'll be told that he should have put together a coalition. If he waits to put together a coalition, say, of all 28 NATO countries, whom we are trying to pull together to make some sort of a statement from the standpoint of the United States, he will be told that that takes too long and that he really should be acting in some sort of individual way. Many of the politicians that are criticizing the president on this score today, and perhaps all of them, have a political agenda of their own. In Lindsey Graham's case, he has a primary coming up against several candidates running against him from the right.
And put this in the context, in the little time we have left here, Ron, of the Obama foreign policy in general, and especially what just happened with Syria, where there was a red line that many would say he didn't enforce.
He didn't enforce it in the way that everyone expected him to. Instead, he initiated a negotiation for the removal of the chemical weapons. There's no question the Obama administration has preferred negotiation in every case except Afghanistan, where more troops were inserted into that situation rather than relying strictly on negotiation. And the results of that particular decision are still very much out to the jury.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.